Our pregame coverage continues from Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg. I'm now joined by outfielder Nate George. Nate, it's been quite the start to the season for you. You've had a good run here in Delmarva. How are you feeling overall with your game, and how would you describe the way your first season of pro ball has gone?
I look at everything as a new opportunity from God. I'm extremely grateful to be at this level, especially at my age, being able to come straight out of high school. And I'm just trying to take it one day at a time, not put too much pressure on yourself, and just come out here and have fun and enjoy every moment, enjoy every opportunity that I get to come out here, because you never know when your last day is coming. So just go out and just have fun each and every single day.
Have you been a little bit surprised by how well you've played as a pro?
I set high expectations for myself ever since I was young. I've always been really hard on myself. So when I come out here, I'm just trying to control what I can control. That's really what I'm focusing on this year. Is there's a lot of things in this game that you can't control, but just trying to focus on what I can control each and every day, coming out here, having fun, swinging at good pitches, putting good at-bats together, and I think that ultimately results into my success.
And you touched on it a little bit already, but coming straight to this level as a high school player, when you kind of reflect on maybe the last year or so, is it still kind of shock you in a way that a little over a year ago you were still in high school playing ball at that level, obviously still going to class, and now you're playing in front of these packed stadiums, in front of good competition?
I'm blessed. It's nothing short of new opportunities from God, and I'm so grateful for where I'm at, what I'm able to do, and I'm going to make the most out of everything I get to do here.
Picked as a 16th round pick last year. Going into the draft process last year, was it your expectation to start your pro career right away, or did the Orioles maybe convince you to start and skip over the college level?
There was a little bit of back and forth. As some may know, I was one of the later guys to sign out of the draft class, but ultimately I looked at my development purposes, and I feel like starting pro ball at this age and getting my foot in the door early in a great developmental organization like the Orioles would be a good idea for me.
And it feels like you've been acquainted with the right coaches as well. And I want to talk to you about your hitting coach, Christian Pulse, because it seems like you've got a pretty good connection with him. Both you guys come from the state of Illinois, and it seems like you've made a good pair working together.
Yeah, we have. He's from Illinois too, and I worked with him a lot last year, and especially the spring training, me and him really got after it, working on new things with my swing, and just having a guy like that to lean on, kind of a younger guy who can kind of relate to, he played ball too, so he can kind of relate to the same things I'm going through. So it's good to have a guy like that to lean on when times are tough, when times are good. It's just great to have him around.
What's maybe a teaching point that maybe he's taught you, or maybe you just picked up from any part of this game here so far playing as a pro?
Just knowing that not every day is going to go your way. Kind of growing up, you kind of expect to get two hits every single game. You know, coming in the pro ball, especially, I understand these guys are good. These guys are real good. So just going out and competing, and just like I kind of touched on earlier, just controlling what I can control. You're not going to get four hits every game, but if you show up with good attitude, great effort, and just have fun, the game is going to reward you, and that's ultimately the way that I look at it.
One thing that really stands out about you is the emotion and the passion you play with. It seems like after every big moment, you can see yourself getting pumped up on the field. Where does that come from, and does that give you a competitive edge in your mind?
I love it. I love being out here. What we get to do, we're all pro baseball players. This is our job, is to come out and play baseball. Might as well bring as much excitement as I can to the table. I try and fire these guys up in moments like this, because I just try and have as much fun as I can out here. You know, what we're getting to do is it's awesome. So many people out there, so many young kids dream of being in the stage that we get to do right now. So I'm so grateful, and I'm going to make most of every moment. I'm going to try and get my team as involved as much as I can, because just trying to have fun out here.
Talking with outfielder Nate George, a couple more things for you. Growing up, was there a player that maybe you looked up to or you idolized, or is there maybe one still to this day that you maybe, I don't know if model your game after is a way to put it, but maybe still admire?
I'd say Mike Trout.
What sticks out about him to you?
Just the hit tool, the run tool, defensive tool. I feel like I could relate to him a lot, and our games kind of resemble, and that's kind of a player that I'm trying to reflect my game after, and hopefully in the future become a star like he is.
And then last two, you got about a couple months left in the season. What's maybe a goal for yourself, or what are you hoping to accomplish here down the stretch?
For me, I just try and take it one day at a time. I try and not put too much pressure on myself. Just go out and compete and play hard each and every day, and the game's going to reward me, and I know that. So just going out and playing every game like it's my last, keep playing with the passion and heart that I've been playing with, and the results are going to come with that.
Nate, we really appreciate the time. It's been a joy watching you play, and keep it up.
Thank you.
Outfielder Nate George, we're back with Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.